You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. What I did to restore my purity was to ask, to pray desperately for help in fixing what I could see was the biggest problem in my life. From there, I followed instructions. I listened to life. I started opening my ears to all of the things around me in life. One of the first things I did after praying for help and then getting a fresh idea in my mind as to what support group I could go to get help. Then I went there. I tried something new, and I slowly started listening and becoming a member of that support group. And it's a 12-step support group, and the foundation of all 12-step support groups is purification. To start in a state of surrender and admitting you have a problem with whatever it is you have a problem with, and you go through a purification process. And so that's what I did to get purification. Now, that may not be the exact path for everyone, and that's fine. The idea with purification is fairly simple. You start in a state of surrender. You say, okay, I'm not running the show. I am not the director of all life in the universe. I'm more here to watch and to enjoy and experience being alive. So that's a state of surrender. And you accept your place in the universe, that there's some power, whatever you want to call it, there's some huge, vast intelligence that has made all of this universe. And the more depth you can see in the universe, the easier it is to see that creative intelligence behind it. The immense depth to everything is just impossible to comprehend. And so when you accept you are a part of this vast universe and that this vast intelligence not only has time and doesn't need time to create and maintain the universe, it can very personally pay attention to every single little detail in your life all the time, and in fact is always communicating with you every second. I am manifesting in your head right now. These words are here on purpose from the very creator of the universe. You are not hearing this by accident. This is exactly what you are supposed to be hearing right now. And the key is simply to open to listening to the universe, because you will hear always exactly what you need to if you are listening with the understanding that the vast intelligence in the universe is always directly talking to you. And it talks through people. If you want to call it God or the creator or Brahma or whatever you want to call it, it speaks through everything in life, and especially through other people. And you might say, well, didn't you script this? Didn't you make all this up? Or I don't even know what I'm going to say next. I have no idea what the next word out of my mouth is going to be. It just comes out, because what I try and do to be let my inner genius out is to let the voice come through me. Let it come through me. And that happens in a state of purity. In a pure state, I can let myself be used. I can let the vast intelligence that runs all things everywhere work through me. Or if I'm not in a pure state, I can block that. And heaven and hell are very simple in this definition. If you are in connection with all of the universe, that's heaven. If you block that connection, that's hell. It's that simple. And it seems the only choice I have in my life is to allow that connection to be open or to try and block it. And that seems the only real choice I have at every single moment. And I try and let it be open. So being in a pure state
is a state where you are connected with all of the energy in the universe, where you appreciate all of the beauty in the universe around you. So when you've surrendered, you can open your mind. As long as you think you can do this, then all of that baggage, all of that dirt you've picked up is yours. As long as you think it's all about you and that you somehow did all these things and live in ignorance of God, if you use that phrase, or the universe, if you live in ignorance that you were given exactly what you were supposed to have at every single moment in life, if you take possession of that, if you try and own it and say, I did these bad things were done to me, I saw these bad things, and that's who I am. That's who I am. That is the state of not being pure. That is a state of blocking the universe out, of blocking God out of your life. And that's a painful, awful state to be in. That's a state where all you can do is reiterate what you've already heard. You can say again what you've heard someone else say before. You can hear what you've heard before. And everything is old and stale, and no genius can flourish in that environment. Your goal is to see where all of these impurities are in your life. What I had to do to start was to see where the impurities were. And the first thing I could see was the biggest problem in my life. The biggest problem I could see in my life was drinking about a year ago. And once I could see that problem, then I could see all of the other problems soon after. Once I surrendered and said, okay, I clearly can't handle this drinking problem on my own, then I could see, oh my God, I have so many more problems. I drank to obscure all the other problems, because when I didn't drink, I couldn't hide from all the other problems. The selfishness, the ego, the arrogance, the controlling, the mania, depression, anxiety, so many problems. And once I surrendered to one problem and allowed the light of the universe to shine through me, then that was enough to start seeing where all the other dirt and impurities were. And man, there were a lot of them. All those thousands of things I'd went through in my life, the bad, the hurtful, the challenging things that I'd picked up and said, this is mine. I did this to that person. That person did this to me. Life did this to me. I shouldn't have seen that. I shouldn't have had to be there for that. All of that dirt and resentment and anger and frustration through life. So that's the next steps, is to see those things, to see, take a look at who you think you are. Take a look at who you think you've been. And take a look at who you think you're going to be. Look at it honestly from a non-judgmental point of view. And then share that with another person. Because sharing it with another person lifts the burden. And I don't mean to just willy-nilly share with any person. But what I've done, I have very carefully let the universe guide me to share with a few different people my innermost, darkest secrets, the things I held closest, the things I swore I'd go to the grave with, because those were the biggest, darkest poisons in my life. And the craziest thing is, I didn't end up sharing a lot of things that were related to drinking. Drinking was numbing the pain of those things. The things that had happened long before I drank, that many of which had happened in childhood, and then many of which were done through drinking, or many of similar awful things done and gained through drinking. So I first had to surrender to the problem I could see. I could only see the drinking problem. But then I had to open up and see all of the things, all of my life, and see some of the worst things that I could remember that had burdened me, that had made me feel shameful, that had made me feel impure, that had made me feel like I'd lost my innocence, that had made me feel like I couldn't control my life, that had made me feel like I couldn't be who I wanted to be, that made me feel like I couldn't be a good person in this world. the things that conflicted with all of the good nature I had. And so I shared those things honestly with several people that I could trust, and they shared things back with me. And our burdens collectively were less. Because you think things are so bad. You'll think things are so bad that you've went through until you share with another person and hear their bad things. And then you realize, wow, maybe my bad things weren't so bad. And maybe everyone's bad things are okay. Maybe the things that happened to us in childhood that we're ashamed of and then that we perpetuated and tried to cover the pain up and ended up in all these more painful situations, maybe those were just things we saw. Maybe in a pure state of being, those things don't define us. And so comes a willingness to work to be pure. Work to be pure. And I try and work every day, every moment to try and be pure, to drop, to let go of the things that I feel don't make me pure. And then through willing to work to be pure, to ask God as you understand him, ask the creator of the universe, ask the vast intelligence that made all this, ask, approach, and ask, please help me. Please help me to serve other people. Please help me. Please show me what to do. Please let me have that light in my life. And then through there, you go repair. You repair the damage you've done in life as much as you can. And you do more good. I try and do more good. This is a process now of me trying to do more good. Do something that's useful for you. Do something that's useful for other people. Take care of myself. And then to consistently be aware of new things I pick up. Because once you drop the dirt off in your life, once you wash all the dirty things off of your soul, then it's easy to spot new things. It's easy to spot some new bad habit you've picked up and say, okay, I'm willing to work on this. Let me surrender to it. Let me get help. Let me talk about this with someone. Let me purge this new bad habit I picked up. And I've picked up several new bad habits since I've been going through this process, and I've dropped them just the same. I was speculating on Bitcoin for a while. Not a good habit at all. Dropped it. I talked with people about it. I asked for help. I accepted help. Dropped it. And it didn't have to take a lot of time and energy and effort. It took what it took, but it took a lot less than most of the other bad habits in my life. So living in a state of purity is one where you constantly, once you've been purified, you look then for new impurities. You look to make sure at every second you're serving, because your genius will flower when you are serving. When you are trying to hide and obscure the dirt in your life, your genius will go away. Your genius is very delicate. It's like a little kid. Little kids will do amazing things. One of my nieces or cousins, I'm not sure exactly which, she's like 8 or 10 years old. She sang for me one night at a family party, and it was just so beautiful to see that. And she honestly just sang because she felt like she was in a place where I opened up space for her to just be. Go ahead and just be how you are. And that was cool, because normally what we do, we shut those things down in kids. Your art teacher will tell you your art's not good and you'll stop drawing. Someone will tell you you can't sing and you'll stop singing. And this happens as a kid. You quickly get told all these things you can't do and you're not good at, and you stop doing them. You give up. You say, okay, you're right. You believe them. You believe them. You believe that, yes, I can't sing. You're right, I can't draw. You're right, I can't color in a coloring book. I didn't color in the lines. You're right, I can't do math. You're right, I can't do science. You're right, I'm stupid. And that's not true. That's simply not true. And you know it. You know it. You can feel it. That's why you're still here with me. Because you can feel it and you want that miracle in your life. You want your inner genius back. Because you are your inner genius, you know, always have known your inner genius, and you remember your inner genius and you want it back. So you go through this process of purification, and then you live in constant connection with the entire universe. The best area I can point to is codependence with my wife. Codependence is very much a habit, a form, an addiction. And most relationships are the biggest addiction people have in their lives. I was very codependent on my life, as if when my wife went out of town, I didn't know if I'd be okay when she wasn't there. I'd be lonely. I would be feeling vulnerable, like some bad habit could just jump on me. And now, in a pure state of being, I feel just as good, just as happy to be alive when my wife is not home for the night as when she is home. I behave the same way when she is home as when she's not home. And I'm grateful when she's home, and I'm grateful to have time when she's not home. I'm grateful for life, always. And I'm at peace. And I notice when I'm not at peace. And as soon as I notice, I work to go back there as soon as possible. So now I appreciate, through my wife, the universe, the God that has created her and created me and allowed us to be together. And then I don't have to hold her or my life hostage. I can simply live and say, thank you, God, or thank you, whatever word you want to use. Thank you for this moment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the chance to be here with me. Thank you for listening to this. Thank you for going through this. Thank you. And so you go from a state of frustration and fighting and anger and resentment and hatred, and you surrender, you give these things up. You go through some kind of purification process. And then you get to a place of thank you. So, in summary, thank you.
Thank you very much for making it all the way to the end of this video. When you want to keep watching more like this, I trust you'll subscribe on YouTube and follow the Jerry Banfield vlog playlist, because you'll get more videos like this almost every day where I'm just talking on and on about something that I think you might enjoy. If you want the screen capture video tutorials, I've got a video tutorials by Jerry Banfield playlist I think you might love and enjoy. What you've watched is part of Genius in 21 Days. This is a life-changing course that I've worked and continue working on myself to be at, live at, enjoy my full potential in life. You can see how I look now, 3 years after I filmed this course, versus the video itself. You can see a physical transformation in me that you can get going in this course yourself. I've seen reviews on it saying that this is a life-changing course, and I've experienced it for myself. You can take this course on Youthena. You might even be able to find a bit of a discount if you look in the coupons. You'll see it as a full 21-day curriculum on it here, with 3 videos a day that you do here and 2 or 3 videos you do a day. And the idea is you go through and do a practical exercise, and you do this as a part of a complete life of service and working to reach your maximum potential every single day. You do this as a part of expanding your mind, growing, and connecting. You also can take this course currently on Skillshare. When you go look in the description, you'll find a link on Skillshare. What's nice about Skillshare is that you get to take all the video courses on Skillshare, which means all my courses, plus there's 25,000 others. I get $10 when you use my link to join, plus I get a few cents for every minute you watch on my videos. The downside of Skillshare, it is $15 a month or $96 a year if you hate subscriptions. You might prefer to just go buy the course on Youthena, where you can pay once and have it for life without that kind of commitment. If you really do want to get the full Jerry Banfield experience, check out the bundles on Youthena. You can get the Forever All Course Bundle, which gives you all my courses forever for one price. Or the very best experience is the Jerry Banfield Partners. It's a mastermind for doing good and earning more online. This is where you get into my inner circle. I have weekly voice calls every week. And I've got a Partners Only Facebook group. You get access to experienced influencers and entrepreneurs online. What you might even do best with are the employment opportunities. I look within my partner group first for any new opportunities I have, which seem to be coming up a lot lately. Several of my partners have made something like 5 or 10 times as much as they invested in the partner membership just directly from me paying for services, things like graphic design, video editing, with partners. And so other partners have applied what we've learned and talked about to earn much more than that. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We love you. You're awesome. And since you're one of the few that's made it all the way to the end, I imagine I'll be seeing you again real soon. You might love my new book, Officer Banfield. Officer Banfield chronicles my 3 years in law enforcement and corrections. It has some incredible stories in it. The primary purpose of this is to carry a message of love, hope, and faith. It's essentially, if you're in recovery, it's like a fifth step where I talk about the worst experiences, the dumbest things I did. It has some incredible stories in it I think you'll love and enjoy. It's available on Audible, and it's also available on Amazon as in Kindle, audiobook, or paperback. If you'd like to get it, will you please buy it on my website using one of the links at jerrybanfield.com, because you'll love helping me earn the most as an author.